Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Gemara says, Kashe zibugan shel adam kekiriat yamsuf. Finding a spouse is as difficult as splitting the sea. Which means, when it comes to shiduchim, nothing can be taken for granted. We need a tremendous amount of siyata dishmaya. And our rabbis have taught us, the greatest hishtadlut we can make in this area is heartfelt prayers. Even if it's taking so long and we're having a hard time gathering the strength to continue praying, we must strengthen ourselves and find it within us to come back and pray more. The Rambam writes that the blessings in the Amidah encompass all of the requests that people would generally make. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein asked, if so, which blessing is the one for Shiduchim? He quoted the Gemara in Yevamot, which says, when a man gets married, he will finally find peace. Therefore, the rabbi said, when we ask for peace in the Amidah, in the Beracha of Sim Shalom, that is the proper place to have in mind to find our Zivug. Never underestimate the power of prayer, especially when it is accompanied with real emunah. I read a story in the book, The Joyful Jewish Home, about a Talmid Chacham who recently married off his daughter to an excellent boy after a long and difficult time period. He said, I learn in a kollel, and I have just enough money to get by. Needless to say, when my oldest daughter reached marriageable age, I did not have much to offer from a financial standpoint. The matchmakers, therefore, were not in a hurry to call me with suggestions, despite my daughter's quality. She's talented, modest, pious in a truly unique way, and has a wonderful reputation. I would have had to be like an angel not to let such a situation get me down. On the one hand, I knew I had an outstanding daughter. On the other hand, I didn't have money, and given the reality of our world, I had a problem. Years passed with no progress. The suggestions we got were not suitable for our daughter, and we were forced to reject them one after another. There was no salvation to be expected in the natural course of events. Everybody knows that they need Hashem's help, but usually, we also believe that we can make things happen on our own. In our case, both my wife and I had a strong, clear sense that we were solely in the hands of Hashem and that all of our efforts had to be directed toward Him. In other words, we knew we had to start working harder and harder on our tefillot and beg and plead with Hashem to let our daughter marry a suitable match. When this conclusion penetrated deep into our hearts, we began implementing it. It's not as if we hadn't been praying before, but now, after such a long period of distress, we felt this in our very bones in a much more tangible way. Just 2.5 weeks later, we received a call, not from a shadchan, but from a rabbi in a distinguished yeshiva. He called to propose a shiduch with one of the boys from his shiur, who was also one of the best boys in the entire yeshiva. We couldn't believe our ears. We never had any dealings with this rabbi. We didn't know how he knew about our daughter and why he was the one involved hands-on with this shiduch. And to this day, we still don't know. But Baruch Hashem, our daughter eventually became engaged to that boy, and we just celebrated their wedding. Even the finances worked out. The boy's parents were willing to contribute more than us. This Yeshua came directly from Hashem. These people understood He was the only one who could help, and they prayed with that mindset. And this should give us chizuk as well, to always remember, tefillah with emunah is our greatest weapon. Have a great day.